People are always asking, how can they help the Frog Pants Network or FilmSack? It's easy. Go to frogpants.com/subscribe, and for as low as $2 a month, you can be a full subscriber of the network. That's frogpants.com/subscribe.
Thousands of years ago in ancient China, an evil army of shadow warriors terrorized the great city of Changsha. To save his people, the good king sacrificed himself to create a mystical medallion. Realizing the ultimate powers of the medallion, the king split it in half. To one son, he gave the power over body. To the other, power over the soul.
Ironic, isn't it? This is FilmSack. Oh, sure.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of a little show we like to call FilmSack that mines the very depths of film entertainment for all mankind, episode 148. I'm Scott Johnson, and I'm joined tonight by Brian. What kind of stupid name is New Angeles anyway, Dunaway?
Right. For one son, he gave the medallion for power over the body. For the other, the soul. And to his daughter, he gave some wooden cookware, because that's how they roll back in ancient China. Hey, my scrote has a mohawk, too.
Oh, he just said my scrote.
My scrote. Nice job.
My scrote.
There you go.
There you go.
Also with us, Randy Cartoon Shadow Man Jordan.
Aloha, Brian. Scott. Mm-hmm. Brian. Did you know that I used to have a job painting George Hamilton? This is a true story. And I know what you're going to ask. Why would you ever leave a job like that? And the answer is, of course, the long hours. Being a body painter for Mr. Hamilton is a 7-day-a-week job, like replacing the toilet papers at Brian Ebbett's house.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, man, ow. I've heard this. I've heard these stories. Got some confirmation. Also with us, Brian, he'd like to snap his fingers and have two Asian guys dump gas all over the place, Ebbett.
You know, it's amazing how you can take a simple fighting game with no depth and turn it into a movie that has even less.
Oh, yeah.
And Alyssa Milano.
And Melissa Milano.
In granny pants.
Melissa Milano. I do the same
Alyssa
thing.
Alyssa Milano. Still my favorite thing she ever did was the My Name is Earl stint she did. I thought was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I liked her very brief appearance on Family Guy. Oh. Get my lawyers.
That's all she said? That was her only?
Live action.
I had a feeling the show was going to go here, just not so fast. Am I the one that's going to go ahead and claim to have watched pretty much every episode of Charmed?
Oh, my. Yes, I believe you will be.
Yeah, you won't be. It won't be me.
I always wanted to watch that, and I never did.
Here's what kept you back.
Very, very cautiously.
Here's what kept you back, Brian. One girl had one eye way higher than the other one. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Right. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
This Shannon, is your complaint?
Shannon Doherty's got one of her eyes is in the middle of her cheek, and the other eye is way up high.
What?
So what? I don't have high standards.
Use some of your magic, you witch, and change the eyeball placement.
So
on
what?
Your face.
Both of her eyes are on the same side of her face. Whatever.
Maybe she made her face misshapen with her magic for some purpose.
Picasso lives in Shannon Doherty.
She could peer over a fence and look at the fence up close without turning her head.
Welcome to Lady Bashing on FilmSack.
We used to call her Shannon Doherty because that was the way my sister used to say Doritos. And so it was Shannon Doherty for a long time, yeah.
My favorite thing she did, though, was when she did Scare Tactics on Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Love that show.
That was a thing. That didn't last very long. And she, by all accounts, is a very, very, very nice person.
And Tracy Morgan picked it up.
He did?
Like years later, yeah.
But Liz Lemon. I can't do him. I don't know why I tried. I can't do him at all.
That was pretty good.
The movie is Double Dragon, everyone, based on the 80s hot hit video game of even less substance somehow than this movie. Actually, we may swap places and say the game has got more. Yeah, it was hot for a while. It spawned the brawler genre. You got your Final Fights and your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game and your Simpsons game. All those games kind of owed their their existence to that style of game, which was sort of started by them. There were other games around. I don't know if anyone remembers Bad Dudes, but I do. It was pretty bad.
I remember Bad Dudes.
It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
Was there a Contra movie?
No, I don't think so.
It was called Predator.
They just cut out that scene where you ran left to right, shooting your bullets all up and down everywhere.
I think Contra was my game in any grocery store where it was next to Double Dragon, I think.
Yeah, I would have gone that way too. Double Dragon never really did it for me.
I'll tell you, the game that always did it for me, I was always out on the lookout for, was Kung Fu.
Kung Fu.
That is so funny.
Just plain Kung Fu or Kung Fu Master?
Yeah.
No, just Kung Fu.
All right.
Really? Okay, no, then you're... Yeah.
Which one was Kung Fu the one where the guy would jump super ridiculous heights of like 100 feet at a time? Or am I thinking of something
Actually,
else?
You know what? The word master was on there. I never really thought about it. You're right. There is only one, and it's called Kung Fu Master.
Okay.
You just weren't very good at it.
So yeah, Bibbit Pre-Show was talking about this before you came on, and that very game was...
That exact game, I couldn't remember the name of it. And, where you're side-scrolling, and you got dudes coming at you, throwing knives at you, and you duck with the knives, and then you jump if they're throwing them low. Yeah. And as soon as you kick them, they just go off the side of the planks. Well, they don't die. They just go, what?
Yeah, so if we're going to count all those kind of games, you can count, like, Russian Assault, was it? You could count
Russian Attack.
Oh my gosh, I put a lot of money in a Russian Attack. But you can count just about any of those games. The Shinobi games probably fall in that category. Mm-hmm. What was the one where you're in a suit and you're shooting guys in yellow and you had to duck a lot? Damn it.
Yes, Rolling Thunder.
Rolling Thunder.
I love that game.
007. It's like exactly.
Yeah, dude. Rolling Thunder. Yeah, welcome to the final score, everybody. Let's talk about what we've been playing.
Rolling Thunder is amazing.
I agree. It's a great game.
There's all these guys in different colored masks. Like, they really didn't do much for the art.
Yeah, but they're all Ku Klux Klan kind of masks.
Right.
Right, exactly.
They are. Yeah, that or like Cobra Commander looking.
And that's a great example of a game that really sunk when they put it on platforms.
Yeah,
like you play it at the arcade, it's fantastic. You get it at home on your Amiga, and it's awful.
It's terrible. And there's no way that game gets re-envisioned today, because it would just be like any other third-person 3D whatever. And even if they decided to go retro side-scroller, it really wasn't that great. The bullets moved at about what? A bullet could get to you slower than your dog could get to you if you called your dog over.
Right. Oh, right. They were firing paper airplanes.
Yeah. All those games kind of had that problem. But
so true.
None of those movies exist. Only Double Dragon does. And so there must be something said for Double Dragon. I think we should let Scott Fletcher say what he has to say so that we know what we're dealing with. Here it is.
Double Dragon. In earthquake-ravaged New Angeles, an evil tycoon holds half of the Double Dragon, a medallion that, when whole, will give him mystical powers. But two teen brothers possess the other half and aren't about to give it up without a fight.
That's what she said.
So, there's your plot. Robert Patrick, Scott Wolf from A Party of Five, he's in there.
Right.
Dude what played, I wrote it down because it surprised me. His brother, who's really bad in this.
He's the chairman in Iron Chef America. He's the one who tells the secret ingredient.
That's it. Iron Chef America. How weird is that?
Yes, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Secret ingredient is a broil fish.
A broil fish. Cut on a fish. That's more like that's the actual Japanese one. But
Did you guys ever watch Banzai? On Fox back in the day.
No.
Basically, it's the rehashing of the Japanese show. What was it? Mr. Takashi's
Castle.
Right.
Castle, right.
Lady One Question was always my favorite. Mm-hmm. Remember Lady One Question?
Dr. Parnassus's Flying Castle. None of these are making... I don't know what any of these are. Well, I really don't know what that is. But
Scott, you never watched Most Extreme Elimination Challenge?
No. I mean, isn't that kind of what like Wipeout and things are sort of based on?
So you know what? Yeah. I'm getting confused. Most Extreme Elimination was one thing. That was the rehashing of Takashi's Castle.
Takashi's Castle, yeah.
Never mind. I have seen some of this.
The betting, the wagering thing. That was basically made for people who were staying at home drinking and needed something to wager on while they drank. Right. Like
came on Friday nights.
Witcher, go faster. Guy with it. And I'm not being racist here. I'm imitating the show, right, which is very racist.
Fox
Ants
show.
On a pencil or man on a bicycle.
As long as the white guy doing a horrible Asian accent that you're imitating was racist, you're not racist.
It's the racist one, not me.
Yeah, you're not racist by association. It's fine. It only has one level to it.
It's by proxy.
And of course, their guy in the field on that show was named Guy LaDouche. I love that.
Guy LaDouche?
That was his name.
That's, then it's Guy the Douche if you translate it directly.
Yeah,
right?
good job.
I know. I'm pretty. French is my middle name. What? Anyway. So, Double Dragon. Double Dragon, directed by James Yukic, I want to say. Written by, get this, everyone, comic book fans, Batman the Animated Series fans. Prepare yourselves. Strap yourselves down because Paul Dini wrote this story.
Wow. Really?
That's really depressing.
Batman, yeah. No kidding. That I met him at Dragon, or not, yeah, Dragon Con a couple of years ago.
Nice guy, incredibly talented. One would argue, I have comic, I think my big hardbound DC edition of, what's it called? Well, anyway, it's one of my favorite books, and I'm pretty sure he wrote it.
Some book.
Hey, everybody has to start somewhere.
It's a Superman. Right. It's a Justice League thing, but I can't remember the name of this stupid thing. I always forget the name, but it's so good. And Paul Dini, I think, wrote all that. And his, I mean,
Batman Beyond.
Yes, all that stuff. You could look at that and go, man, he's really important to modern animated / let's get comics more out there in the mainstream kind of stuff. Like, he's really a big deal. Why did he write this? Like, it's just terrible. And by the way, there were others on the credits. Neil Schusterman also wrote the story, and there were two other dudes who helped contribute to the story.
You know, you say terrible, but
But you're not about to tell us it's good. What?
But I say horrible.
Oh, God. I was nervous for a minute.
I think it's such a slice of 90s Saban, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, all that stuff is such a slice of this. It's,
yeah, but it's a bad slice. It's slice the dog chewed on a little bit, and there's a little bit of booger in it.
We got Robert Patrick playing Vanilla Ice. I mean,
it's Nickelodeon acting all the way.
Yeah. And there are people on Twitter going, oh, you guys are going to sack one of my favorite childhood movies. So there's always this blanket of when did you see it that helps inform all of this. I'm pretty sure I got drugged to a theater to see this in 1994. And by the way, think about that. Big couple of years for bad video game stuff. You had Street Fighter, same year. Which we've done on the show, Shit Retriever. You may remember that. And it's in that same vein of like the filmmakers really don't know.
I'm going to defend this
doing.
Movie a little.
No.
I'm going to defend it a little bit.
Right, go ahead.
I absolutely think this is a movie that's a reflection of a more innocent time, and it was part of this whole upcoming, like I said, the Power Rangers and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I still like it fondly. I saw it.
Doesn't
back
it seem
day,
older than like it is, though? Because 94 is a lot newer than I thought it was. I thought this thing was like 88, 87.
I wonder what took them so long.
Well, the game came out in 88, so they couldn't have done much before that. But this is my problem with these video game movies. They're so not about the games. Like, here's as close as they got to it. We're fighting guys in a street. I'm going to pick up a traffic cone. You're going to pick up a rake, and you're going to fight with those items until they degrade and fall away. Like that. Right. That's the only game mechanic they carried over.
Right.
And the high punch. And the high punch.
Oh, which
is
a shame.
And the granny pants on what's her name from Who's the Boss? Just kidding, because of.
Hey, let's talk about the pants for a minute.
Hold on. Wait, Randy, go ahead.
I just wanted to finish that thought with. They got a PG-13 because of the violence. It's not because of anything else.
No, nothing else.
The only reason for the PG-13 is the violence, and it's a shame because if they'd made this film more slapstick and aimed it at 10-year-olds instead of 13-year-olds, it might have been better.
Yeah,
this movie, they specifically wanted a PG-13 rating.
Oh yeah,
you can tell they put stuff in a way that would allow them to get that PG-13 rating if they wanted it.
Yeah, but even they even softened all that up. Like, the only cuss word I noticed was Robert Patrick yelling, and he didn't even get to finish the shit.
Right. You said it.
It was half a shit.
Yeah.
Half a shit.
He pinched that shit off in the middle of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, now let's talk about Alyssa Milano's pants for a minute.
Fine.
Okay, they're high.
She looks great.
They're high-waisted Daisy Dukes, basically, with some kind of blue jean garter leg warmers and
their granny pants.
And really, she had some great legs back then. That's when she was doing all of her, you know, her little yoga videos and stuff. And
was it?
That's all I'll
she
say.
Did yoga videos?
You know, remember doing all
Brian,
the exercise
don't encourage
videos?
Brian. He's going to go out and find these videos. He loves Alyssa Milano.
She did all kinds of YouTube that stuff, man. She's got like these exercise videos from when she was.
Yeah, now here's a picture of her. Whoever just sent that. Was that you, Ibbett? Okay.
That was me, yeah.
So there's a picture of her in that getup.
It's an IMDb black and white photo of her superhero pose with her.
Someone should tell her that she's got two jock straps hanging out the side of her shorts and holding up those painter pants. That is so ugly. It's a bad look, guys. It's a bad look.
It's a horrible look.
I don't know what the deal is.
It's so early 90s. We were trying to find something that would.
I guess those are garter kind of things to help hold up her graffiti jeans.
I guess they are.
And graffiti jean leg warmers.
Do you remember those painter pants?
No.
I remember those shows.
The whole pant.
I don't remember the bare leg.
You didn't wear the chap version of yours at these? No,
we all had the full pant.
You didn't have this awesome. This missing stripe.
Oh my gosh, that made my day. Also, her left boob is huge in that photo and the other one's not. What's going on there with that? What's that about? What's happening there?
So this is Alyssa Milano post job.
Okay.
Photoshop.
Photoshop. They're like, hey, make her left one big. No, she's fine.
She was in pretty good shape during this movie.
She's in great shape. She's always looked good. She's very pretty. She looks great now. There's nothing wrong with Alyssa Milano. I'm with Brian on that there's nothing wrong with her.
I hate the short hair, though.
I just don't like her in this movie at all.
I don't like her blonde hair. I think brunette, long hair, boom, done.
Boom. Short blonde hair with painter pants half cut off. No way.
Well, she only had those for when what was the name of the group she was in charge of?
The power ups.
Were they the power ups?
The power core.
Yeah. Holy shit, this movie's. Guys, that's terrible. This is so stupid.
We're the power core.
I feel like we can't even brush the top. We can't even touch the top of this. How stupid this is.
It's really bad.
Yes.
Wait. Okay, do you like the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No.
Corey didn't like that?
No, it's terrible.
Okay, then I can't help you. I will never be able to convince you how good this movie is if you can't.
It's in the vein. Go ahead.
The thing is, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is better than this.
Oh, yeah, by far.
So I think you're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, even if I
think it's the same direction, though.
Well, it's similar. Okay, you're right that it's similar, but I would give you a better example. I would say Big Trouble in Little China is also cut from the same cloth. It's a little more adult, but it's cut from a similar bit of cloth as what you're claiming about the turtles and stuff. That's a movie I could watch again and have a good time with. Like, I don't have a problem with that movie. I feel like they did it kind of right. And didn't they also, they both had that Fu Manchu guy from Die Hard in them, right?
Yeah, yes. Right. Okay. And I'll tell you, if you grew up during like when the Power Rangers were, if you were a child when the Power Rangers were coming up, this will be perfect.
I mean, Power Rangers were 90s though, right? None of us were kids.
This was 90s.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Power Rangers were like 94, 95.
I admittedly was watching kids' movies and TV shows.
Okay. Well, that's not a problem.
This is based on an arcade game, and arcade games are decidedly 80s. There's some great arcade games from the 90s, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But the arcade with its Galaga, which is actually 70s, but like there are decidedly 80s thing about arcade games, and Double Dragon is right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And to have a movie based on it, it may as well have been released in 1985. It doesn't matter when it was released.
Well, it's also an issue of, I mean, like when we hear about, like lately, people are optioning the script for Asteroids and Missile Command, and you go,
right,
really? We're going to really start doing that? And, you know, they did that with the board game with the battleship thing.
Yeah.
And that at least, I guess you can say, well, we'll have big battleships and it'll fight stuff. And I guess you can kind of get around it. But in the case of this,
aliens.
Like if somebody said to me, oh, we're making a Ms. Pac-Man game, I'd say, you're freaking stupid. Like, what are you going to do?
I would love to see a Ms. Pac-Man, because I would just love to see what type of creative way they could do that.
Well, if they did CGI, you could do it.
I miss crazy, crappy movies like this, Garbage Pail Kids, and no one's doing that now.
No one's making garbage anymore, right? No. You know what? I know what you're saying. I don't want to be contrary to that because I actually agree with you. I miss that. I miss schlocky stuff. Like one of my favorite moments of this holiday season is I sat down with the kids now, second year in a row, and we watched the He-Man Christmas special. And it is garbage. It is terrible. The animation's bad. The story is ridiculous. Watching Orko try to teach the Jesus story to people is the weirdest experience. And it's terrible. And they don't make stuff like that anymore because it is terrible. It's just really dumb. And so I don't live in a place where I say, I wish this movie didn't exist. I'm kind of glad it does. But as these kinds of movies go and as the kinds of movies you're talking about go, way on down on the list in terms of this being any good. Way, 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 way down there. No? Maybe?
Agreed. No, I agree.
Yeah. No.
Robert Patrick is Vanilla Ice. I don't
Rotten Tomatoes agrees, by the way. Lowest score for any video game adaptation film ever made. Now, of course, this is back at a time where there were no Rotten Tomatoes, but they go back and find old reviews. And
What did they give Garbage Pail Kids?
I don't know. I might have to look that up. But this currently has a zero out of any, zero people gave it a positive review. So this feels to me like you're...
No Party of Five fans even rating this one.
No, not going back. I mean, he's okay. I don't mind Scott Wolf. He's all right.
No, he's great. He's like a mini Tom Cruise.
0% on the Garbage Pail Kids.
Tom Cruise Jr.
But the audience is 33%.
Oh, well then sign me up. Get me that DVD. What's taking me so long? Let's see. Came out the same year as Street Fighter. Mentioned that. Similar... crappy video game adaptation. A better movie though, Street Fighter, which I pains me to say, but that's better than this. Universal released the film on VHS and Laserdisc in April 1995, a year after release. While CFP released the film on video in Canada, Good Times Entertainment made another VHS late in 97. Boy, they were pushing the DVD
Good
envelope.
Times.
Released it again on DVD in 2001, another DVD on August 31st, 04. Both DVDs are out of print. There are no plans for Blu-ray or anything else.
Oh, come on. You know you want to see it in Blu-ray.
Collector's item.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How much you go for? A good 50, 75 cents? Something like that. Let's see. The movie takes place in New Angeles, which made me want to pound my head against spikes.
Right. It was better than Old York.
Well, they took a Spanish name for a city.
Right.
And take out part of the Spanish and just put the word new as if Los and was another form of...
No, it's New Angels.
New Angeles.
Would you have preferred Nuevo Angeles?
Okay.
That would have actually been pretty good. I would have preferred that.
I think I would have too.
There's no other examples of Nuevo in American cities, are there?
Yeah. Right.
No.
This bothers you, but Andy Dick is the weatherman.
Oh, that bothered me. No, that didn't bother me at all.
I thought that was the best. I would watch the news with George Hamilton, Vanna White, and Andy Dick.
Right.
These guys that apparently live another 20 years to the apocalyptic
2007.
Yeah, that was weird. I thought, like, man, Vanna White sure holds up after all that time.
Well, she does still look like that, honestly.
Movie takes place in this stupid town. However, when the Chief Delario, who played, you guys didn't probably watch as much Prison Break as I did, but Alyssa Milano's dad, he was on Prison Break and he played this evil like politician guy and he was really good in there. Anyway, and he's also in True Grit somewhere in True Grit. I forget who, a police guy or something.
Oh, and the Big Lebowski. What was he?
Yeah, Big Lebowski as well.
I love his IMDb picture, by the way. It's from Prison Break.
He looked like he's getting the crap kicked out of him.
Right, you just cut off the other side of the other guy. No, not him. That guy. Right there.
You know where I looked really good? When I'm getting roughed up, son.
Nobody could find a good picture of him. It's weird that they would do that. But anyway, so outside of the precinct, after telling the officers they're going to take back the streets, an Ohio flag is shown flying on the tagpole. Or the tagpole, the flagpole. Thank you.
I like the tagpole.
Finally, dude, the bad acting brother in Iron Chef America's Chair. Oh, wait, we already mentioned that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a weird revelation. Let's figure that out.
It really is.
All right, so let's get into it.
Al Leong.
Yes, that's his name. He's usually like stunt dude. I've seen some other Japanese thing with Jet Li once with him in it.
Yeah, when you look at this guy's picture, it's like, oh, kind of walrusy looking Asian dude.
Yeah, walrusy looking.
Walrusy looking. The mustache is kind of walrusy looking.
Are you saying that he's the Asian Wilford Brimley?
That's what he's saying.
That's kind of interesting, Brian.
If he were 40 years older, yes, he would be the Asian Wilford Brimley.
Oh, I have diabetes.
Diabetes.
All right.
That is very interesting.
And offensive. Moving on. All right, let's talk about our favorite video game movies since we've been bashing on them. I want to at least give some love in whatever direction it is deserved. So, like always, I'll just start. I think my favorite video game, you know, it's the Prince of Persia movie.
I'll say, oh yeah, that was actually really good. That's a really good pick.
I thought that was all right, and if it was never a game, nobody would have known anyway. It was just a fun, almost a Pirates of the Caribbean level kind of piece of entertainment. I liked it.
Right, right.
What would you guys say, Randy? What do you got?
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. Sorry.
Although I am now predicting a movie based on Assassin's Creed 3 that will be amazing if they make it right.
Well, I hope they make it better than the game, because that game kind of sucks.
But the environment and the look, like the juxtaposition of character and an environment, just would be amazing to see on the big screen.
How about this? All right, sorry. Dibbit.
Are we counting Dibbit. Tron?
Ooh, that's a good pick. I love Tron.
No.
We're talking about
the best ones.
I would say I actually kind of enjoyed the second Tomb Raider.
Oh, I haven't seen either of the Tomb Raiders.
That is so funny. I have never seen either of Tomb Raiders.
It was kind of like they're all Indiana Jones-esque kind of ripoffs. But the second one, I don't know, kind of had some fun. Yeah. I like the mechanical, Rube Goldberg devices. The whole, Indiana Jones retrieving the idol. But it's a lot of that kind of stuff in Tomb Raider 2.
Those games certainly lend themselves to being able to make a pretty good adventure movie. Like, it's not really hard to get, like Super Mario Brothers or Pac-Man or Street Fighter, you're kind of limited to these weird game tropey things, and you can't really do too much outside of it, or else why are you making it about the game? Just make a new movie with a new story. But Tomb Raider, you can just go straight to it. I mean, that game is basically, Raiders, and now that game is making movies that are basically Raiders. So, yeah, that's a good one. Right. Dunaway, what do you like?
Absolutely Resident Evil. Just avoid the even number ones and you'll be all right.
Whoa, it's really? Star Trek, really. Weird. Or no, it's opposite of Star Trek.
Right, right. If you go 1, 3, 5.
They don't put the numbers in them. It's like Resident Evil Retribution, Afterlife, Extinction. Yeah.
Rectal Bleeding was my favorite. That was a good one.
Resident Evil Excretion is the one.
The story of Chill.
I've actually recently picked up all of those on Amazon. $4.99.
You're kidding. You picked up all of them.
Yeah, $4.99 a piece.
All right.
Really?
They also had James Bond, $4.99 a piece. All of those.
Jill!
Blu-ray or DVD? Movies.
Barry.
No. This is Amazon. Amazon.
Jill!
Amazon video on.
Jill! Barry. Listen to part two.
Jill!
They had a Jill in two.
Oh, they added Jill in two?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and two wasn't good.
Two was not good.
Okay.
For the rest of this episode,
for the rest of this episode, Scott should just play sound.
Jill!
Like, just constantly.
I love Resident Evil in the cheesiest forms of it. And I thought the first movie was pretty good, and I don't think I've seen anything since, so I could get on board with that. Those are all good, pretty good picks. And there's probably more than we're actually thinking of, and I'm sure there's a list somewhere. But, no one's putting the Mario Brothers game on or movie on there. Nobody's putting this on there. Like, that list doesn't have, I don't know, what's another bad one? There's lots of bad ones. So why tell you? All right, moving on. Let's see here. What else? Oh, the other thing that was, fighting with props, that's pulled from the game. So there's one of your game references. If you even recognize it. I did as a player because I was like, yep, I remember picking up a pipe and hitting a guy with it, right?
Right, right.
The other thing was the stupid shots of them just standing in place doing kind of that animation routine that characters do in those games.
I do
the
that.
The bouncy, kind of the moving.
Yeah, like in Mortal Kombat while you're warming up.
Yep. Right. I do that at work all the time.
Do you?
True story. Yeah, I have a friend who comes by and I'll just do that. I'll just hit a pose and start bouncing.
Except
and
you're and thrusting your hips.
Right. Forward and back. You go, fight!
Yeah.
Do you guys live in places where people who are jogging stop at stoplights and then keep jogging in place?
Oh, yes. Yes.
That's everywhere.
Same exact thing. Makes life look like a video game.
Makes me want to honk when they do that. I just want to go, even though they're more healthy than me by clearly doing what they're doing.
Messing up my heart rate.
By the way, here's some fun for you. In the final battle, Linda Lash, played by Christina Wagner, you know, because she had a whip, yes, Linda Lash.
She had a whip, Linda Lash.
She says to Marion, a.k.a. Alyssa Milano, "Now who's the boss?"
There's more to that.
Oh, there is. Yeah.
She's from General Hospital.
Yeah, and she went on to say, "You're lucky. Generally, I put people in the hospital," says Alyssa Milano.
Oh, jeez. I was wondering why that line seems so awkward. Generally.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Generally, I put people in the hospital. Oh, that makes sense.
That's really bad, isn't it?
Oh, it's stupid.
Can we just put our seal of shit on that? Just poo right on it? Okay. There you go. In the final battle.
I'm going to put you in the ER.
In one scene, Kogo Shuko asks his henchmen, Huey and Lewis, he says this. He did. He really did this. He says, "Huey, Lewis, any news?"
I missed all of these.
I remember that.
I captured two of them.
Huey and Lewis.
I didn't get the Huey and Lewis one captured, but I did the other two, so we'll play those eventually. Awesome. Andy Dick is in this. We talked about that. Oh, we got to have a stupid gang alert. Hold on. That's the sign that there's a new gang in town, and it's always when we talk about this
not
movie.
Just one stupid gang.
Oh, many.
Just wait until we watch Warriors.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so excited about Warriors. Still haven't seen it. So yeah, stupid. That's the original stupid gang movie, isn't it?
It is. It is. And can we name the gangs that we saw? I saw a mime gang. Mm-hmm. I saw a mohawk gang. Yeah. I saw a clown gang, which they pointed out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there was a separate clown and mime gang.
Yes, absolutely.
Because normally those two are the same, or what?
Well, I saw the white faces. I thought that they were the same gang.
Same gang. Yeah.
Don't tell French people that. But we they think were mimes or clowns. What?
Right. Cheap clowns.
Yeah.
Quiet clowns, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. All right. So yeah. And what else? What else do we see?
Baseball bat gang.
Baseball gang.
Oh, I know.
So who are the guys who had the diamonds on their foreheads?
Diamond forehead gang.
And sweaters on their fists.
Sweater. Oh, the sweater fist gang. Come on.
Sweater fist gang. You know the guy I'm talking about? Like trying to beat down the door of the house they're in with sweaters on his fists.
Yeah. I thought he had four arms at first. And then I was like, wait, ooh, that's a sweater.
Like Goro? That's who you thought that was?
I did. I thought it was like an homage. Yeah.
Well, they had, what was the gang that were like camouflaged against the graffiti?
That was the Electro. That was the power company.
That's so stupid. Oh my gosh, who would fall for that? Run down a street. I don't see anything, just graffiti over there.
Just see, a bunch of floating the backs of people's heads.
Weird.
Skip graffiti, weird.
That's so weird.
I see the back of Liz Tamano's legs. Oh, that's a gang.
Yeah. Okay, now we've never done this on the show proper, but we don't usually look at like poster art for the film and critique it at all.
Yeah.
I think I'm here prepared this day at this time to say that it's the worst poster art maybe we've ever seen.
Not the worst.
There's a couple different ones. There's the one on IMDb.
That's the one I'm referring to.
Where the double is a shadow of the dragon.
All right.
Right.
Or the dragon is a shadow of the double. But then there's a different one on Wikipedia that's got a lot more Robert Patrick and
the one and
some gangs.
Okay.
The one and loaded tick enemy dude.
the scrote man. Yeah, I'm telling you, the one on the Wikipedia looks like the one that I've seen in the like Blockbuster and that kind of stuff. The other one I've never seen ever. And I'm assuming there must have been some kind of re-release or trouble or something.
Well, the one on the front of IMDb looks like someone painted that.
It looks like the video, it looks like the side of the video game.
Yeah, but you'd get it for your Sega Master System. Like, right, yeah. Cheap.
Just saying, it looks like the box,
Not even close to the worst movie posters.
Yeah, like, really? That we've seen on this show is what I mean.
Oh yeah, every week I just sit here and stare at the poster for whatever movie.
Deep Impact. Look at that stupid thing in the earth.
Yeah.
So I didn't know they had a slogan on this poster. It says "Power, Justice, Darkness, Light."
Wow. Yeah. They had a slogan.
Yeah.
Did they need any of that crap?
No. There's another one that says two brothers. I can't read this. Two brothers, something. Versus an assayer pilot. This is a really bad resolution. Assassin gang. Something about being in the loop and the hope. Oh, they are our only hope.
Oh,
they're our only hope.
Anyway, that's pretty bad.
And of course, the one I'm looking at says it's not just a game anymore. And
oh wow, there's even Spanish.
A game anymore.
There's even Spanish style Double Dragon poster here. I'm going to send you a link to this.
Now, is this the first video game movie or the only video game movie where the actors beat up a video game, the video game that it's based on?
Yes, it has to be. Has to be, right?
Yeah.
I can't think of Bob Hoskins didn't launch into a Mario game or something. I'm trying to think, actually. Yeah, I don't like Street Fighter, they didn't do any of that directy referencey kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this
Mortal
is it.
Kombat or anything.
He actually kicked and broke one of those machines. Which really kind of made me sad because I bet those are worth some good money if you have one more.
I know. I was looking at that whole scene. I'm looking at the
arcade.
I'm looking at that arcade going, oh, there's dude. That's a Frogger right there. They just spray painted some crap over the panels.
Makes me sad.
Yeah.
This is Robert Patrick. This is him right after Terminator 2. Pretty close to it. Kind of a step down, in my opinion. Because he was the T-1000, for those who don't remember. Mm-hmm.
He looks so svelte in this.
Yeah, it's weird.
He's a grizzled old turd now. Have you seen him? He just looks great. I love how he looks now. I want more Robert Patrick in everything I see. I think he's a good actor. Do you guys remember the what was the alien abduction one? He played the brother. Abductee. Fire in the Sky.
Fire in the Sky, yes.
Fire in the Sky is awesome. Yeah, Peter Berg did that. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then connected in it. He was the one who got probed.
Utah connection. That abduction supposedly happened here somewhere. And the guy who's got abducted is still a dude who lives in some shack and won't talk to anyone.
Another James Garner film.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Nice. James Garner connection. We should have that more often. Or anytime, anyway.
Yeah. Next week on Film Sack, we watch The Notebook. That's right, The Notebook.
Yeah. Anytime anybody's got a patch on their elbow, I think of James Garner.
Notebook, starring the most gorgeous man alive, as well as Ryan Gosling.
When he went into shadow mode, when he wasn't animated like Roger Rabbit or something, he looked like a human Photoshop filter to me.
Impos.
When he's standing on the door, the door that just crushed basketball zombie.
Need to adjust your opacity and increase your depth there.
Trace edges.
Yeah. You want to convert that to a vector? We can scale it up that way and see you next week.
I don't know why I'm doing George.
worst effects in the film, though? Anybody got worse than that?
You know what? I thought there was a really cool one. When the blue demon guy split up, I thought that looked great.
Oh, yeah.
I thought the thing, when he threw the medallion half into the air and it hung in the air and glowed real hard and then swung back to him, I thought that looked good. There were a couple of moments that looked all right, but any time he transformed was pretty bad.
It was horrible.
The city, when they were in the boat in the distance, looked terrible. Looked like a piece of paper.
Oh, yeah, right. They drive by all these landmarks, and you could tell it was just like half the screen was that landmark.
Yeah,
like,
right.
That was really odd. But other than that, I mean, actually, it's known for good special effects for 1994. It just didn't, nothing else lived up to them.
It's known. Oh, it's known for that.
Yeah. The stuff I read said considered to have great special effects at the time. The story wasn't enough to... Blah, blah, blah.
Who considered it the special effects master's mom?
Yeah, probably. Oh, I love what you're... Oh, Junior, this is so... You should be on TV.
Her whole bridge
I don't know why this doesn't win an Oscar.
Yeah, why aren't you winning more awards? I don't understand it. My mom and dad used to kind of do this when I was growing up. Oh, I love your... You know what? Your picture should be on the television. Like, you guys are making it worse when you talk like this because it sucks. Yeah, I don't want to do this.
Who keeps piling up all the cardboard boxes in this movie? Because every time you go on a back street, there's a cardboard box to run into.
Yep.
Well, who keeps rebuilding the walls that they keep breaking through?
Yeah.
Paper and brick walls and concrete walls.
And they just finally gave up about halfway through the movie and just said,
sheet of glass.
It's a weird future. I'll give them that. So I was a little incredulous at that moment where I looked at the movie and said, really? That creature dude never noticed there was something wrong till he looked in the mirror. That's what it took.
Right.
You never noticed that your arms are all jacked up and your whole body was 10 times bigger than it should be. And never, not once.
Hey, he wasn't the smartest broom in the closet. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you mean. All right. We already talked about Milano's grandma panties, so I don't want to bring that up again. Any other thing? I mean, it's hard to even, this thing is a giant trope.
I love some of the ideas like future cars that burn on trash but blow out that kind of flame, because that is some serious energy efficiency.
Right. Were those trash burning cars? I don't remember that part.
Yeah, they were trash burning cars.
He's in the middle of the car. There's this giant hole, glowing hole that you keep shoving garbage into.
Right. Back
to the Future, Mr. Fusion.
Yeah, except we're supposed to be set in a time where the streets are run by gangs and it's a terrible, terrible place, and yet somehow we figured out how to feed our cars trash to make them go.
But we've got a GPS thing that'll tell you how much the particular gang that you've come to is gonna make you pay to get away.
Siri, where are the Mohawks right now?
It's in the vanity mirror. He pulls a Dennis in the vanity mirror. I loved it.
Where's the Sweater Hands gang right now? Boom! The Sweater Hands gang are 1 mile to the east.
Turn left at the next intersection.
Run over the trash and the homeless guy. Yeah.
Tells him how much you can bench. Thought it was great.
You're right. That's right.
That's a great future.
Oh, man.
You know what, you guys? Listeners at home, I'm talking to you now. When we give a movie this much heat, you also need to understand, this is one of my favorite movies that we get to review on the show. Not just simply because, we can bash it and there's some kind of basic, animal instinct fun to be had in that. And there is. But I love a movie that was made earnestly and then really attempted to make something that would get people to the theaters, and it just didn't work or stick or function like a movie should. And so these are some of my favorite episodes. So I hope people get that we're not just
You got to remember, this has Alyssa Milano when she cost money.
Yeah,
this is no, seriously, they had to pay her. It wasn't like 10 years later when
No, that's true, because 10 years later, she wasn't on anyone's radar. I'm not sure she even is now, is she? I mean, she is, and we all like her because she tweets and she's cool and geeky and all that.
What are you talking about? She's had lots of resurgences in her career.
What's she doing now? What's she got going on?
She's got she does a lot of baseball stuff now.
Oh, well, there's your
problem. She's really loves baseball, but did you realize Alyssa Milano?
And she's in a new TV series, too. I don't know if it lasted very long.
Hmm. All right. I just see her guest star and stuff, and I'm happy to be. I mean, she's like female Will Wheaton. She doesn't need to be, on every popular show. She can just be cool and get the job she gets and tweet funny stuff to people like us, and fine with me. And have Ibbot bring Ibbot his wet dreams he has about her all the time.
Right. That's actually me. She's a mom now.
I've gone too far. I've taken that too far.
It's a special day a month ago when she Twittered that she just turned 40.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing.
That's right. She's 40. She looks great for 40. We couldn't all say that when we turned 40. And those who haven't yet, F you, because you'll be there soon enough. All right. Moving on.
Shadow Demon, you will not pass.
Let's get to some clip. What? Shadow Demon, what? Oh, okay. Awesome. Let's get to some clips here. We got a bunch of them, and it starts with this one.
Find me the other half.
That's when he was in Photoshop form.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then it looked all right. It looked much better than the...
They used about three different techniques for doing that. The first time they did it, they did kind of like this Paper Mario kind of thing that actually looked
good.
Right,
a two-dimensional grayscale.
Right, yep. Right. And then they did the emboss thing. That looked horrible.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It just got worse as the movie went on. All right, here's some interaction between the brothers, Red and Blue, hanging out.
Congratulations, Billy. You just lost us the prize money.
Hey, you were playing it safe and they were catching up.
I was just having a little fun.
Yeah, well, have your fun out of the ring.
What a buzzkill.
What a buzzkill.
What a buzzkill.
You're such a buzzkill.
Butthole.
So this is where Randy's point about them trying so hard to keep it in the PG-13 range, and either I felt like they either should go ahead and skew younger or go ahead and skew older, but quit sitting where they're at, because where they're at gave us lines like this.
Eat some fist, buttheads.
Eat some fist, buttheads.
Buttheads,
buttheads.
Pretty rough language. Ooh. For a few moments where Scott, what's his name? Scott?
Wolf?
Wolf would say something, and I could see it was a word that was different than the one they dubbed over.
Right.
I think they may have had a few cusses in there.
Several times like that.
Yeah. That reminded me of Sigourney Weaver in, we brought this up before, Space Quest? No.
Galaxy Quest.
And there were a couple of times where she clearly dropped an F-bomb on screen, but they put something else in there. Which is great.
Mostly.
All right, moving on. Weird laughing dude. Here you go. Oh, wait. Before that, Jack City.
If you didn't buy from us, you don't know Jack City.
We're going to pump you up.
Right. That was so weird and just all of a sudden, for no particular reason, just...
Now, was it on purpose that one of them looked like had a red Mario motif and the skinny tall one looked like Luigi? Yeah. Was that on purpose?
That was definitely on purpose.
Okay.
Wow. Definitely. Did not even pick up on that.
I wondered.
Now, is there a thing in the video game, again, I didn't play a lot of it, where there's a little short dude doing like a hydraulic jack to keep the top of the building?
A short dude. He's not short dude. He's a little person, Mandel.
Wait, what are you talking about? In the game, there was a guy that jacked up a building?
No. I'm wondering if it was, like, I was picturing this fighting game, and as you start destroying the walls, some little person dude hops up on a thing with a hydraulic jack and starts putting the ceiling back up.
Oh, maybe.
I love that scene, though.
I would just like to point out, if the question is, was there anything in the game, like, yes, and then you describe something in the movie, the answer is no.
Yeah.
Okay, because it looked like there was no reason to have him there other than some sort of nod to the video game.
I'm telling you, the only
didn't make any sense.
The only nod is them picking up trash in the street and fighting with it. That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
Other than that, but I'm having a weird memory about that too. I don't think I'm just saying it. I don't think it was Double Dragon. I think there was a game where you would do your goal, and it wasn't Rampage either, but it was a goal where you'd make damage to buildings by punching them or something, and a guy would jack up the building, and you had to get rid of him so the building could come back down. It was like its way of self-healing.
Yeah.
I have a total memory of that.
I think the whole point behind it was that it's supposed to be a mutant kind of future. And so they had a few people who were big into the kind of like the freak scene. Mm-hmm. You remember the guy with the you know, the bald hair and the big eyes? I forget what his name is.
Bald head.
I think they were just trying to say there was a variety of mutations and stuff, and that was like, it was pretty offensive, really.
Who the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, it's all very offensive. Check this out, weird laughing dude. Okay, at the end, it sounds like the other guy farts.
Yeah, that wasn't the only time.
He's still working. That guy works. He's got a big old list on his IMDb of things he does now. The guy that played the laughing guy, which is great. You know, whatever. If you can get past this, you can get past anything. Something about, this is Scott Wolf saying a dumb thing.
Dude, I sleep a lot.
Ugh.
Okay.
Dude, I sleep a lot.
We're talking about his whole life flashed before him. Dude, I sleep a lot. I thought it was actually pretty funny.
I don't get I don't get it, though. What was the joke? It's like,
He didn't do much in his life except sleep.
Oh, all right. So that is funny in a way that is never funny.
I thought the delivery was funny.
It's all right. Scott Wolf's all right. He was about to do White Squall. You got to have some sympathy for the guy. White Squall's not very good.
No.
I love Ridley Scott like everyone else. But White Squall. Whew. Rough. Here's the broomhead conversation.
Hey, broomhead! We're going to sweep the floor with your skull!
Oh, gosh, these are painful.
That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, why wouldn't he sweep it with his mohawk?
Yeah, right.
His skull doesn't have...
We're gonna eat our breakfast cereal out of your skull. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like, or we're going to sweep the floor with your scalp.
Mohawk hair.
Yeah.
With your mohawk hair. It just doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
It doesn't.
Power Core.
Power Core could use you guys. We could help each other. What do you say?
Who's the boss?
You're watching Sesame Street.
You're watching what?
Sesame Street with the Power Core.
That's a pretty dumb name for a gang.
That's pretty bad.
I don't remember this one.
I kept one piece with me and hid the other where no one will ever find it.
Jimmy's underwear?
See, the show is full of these dumb jokes. I would almost go for, I mean, I know a lot of shows have a lot of fart and butt jokes and stuff like that.
Right.
I could have gone for more of that and less of this, like, oh, where are you going to find his underwear? And Scott Wolf being forced to just bark out these terrible joke
lines.
All right. This is Scott, or who is this? This is Robert Patrick.
I am Koga Shuko.
I am Koga Shuko. Is he from the game?
New Kokoshuko. Oh.
No, he is not from the game.
I want classic Kokoshuko now. Right.
He was something invented entirely for just this. And he's got actually some fan art out there on the interwebs.
He does?
Yeah.
But it was made just for the movie. It wasn't from the game.
No, from the movie.
All right.
Okay.
He didn't look like a Kokoshuko to me.
Not unless they did a nod to it in later.
Pepsi-Shuko, clear.
Maybe they do.
Diet Pepsi Shuko.
That's right. Oh, this is great. This grunting from him. Here, you'll speak for itself. Isn't that great? Love it. That one's going to get some use. We use that everywhere. All right, now every time Robert Patrick would show up in the room, the T-1000 would unzip his pants and pull out his medallion. All right? And every time I heard that sound, it creeped me out, like he's going to show everyone his wiener. And I don't think they meant to do that, but that's still the feeling I got. I don't know what that says or what that means. Maybe I have a suppressed memory of some janitor in school. I don't know, but here is that sound. And every time he did it, I was like, uh-oh.
Here it comes.
That's not good. Here comes the medallion, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, if you know what I mean.
All right, here is an actress who decides that saying yes twice is the only answer to this scene.
Satori, you okay?
Yes. Yes. No time to waste.
You're good saying yes.
Yes.
Hurry up and do something.
Yes. That sounds like someone who forgot their line and nobody cared. Yeah. Here's after she dies, and we get Scott Wolf has a bit of a voice crack.
Satori!
Wow.
Isn't that great?
I didn't catch that at all.
Awesome. Ugh, I freaking love that. Okay, now here are those really bad lines about who's the boss in General Hospital. So first one is, who's the boss?
Now who's the boss?
Okay, that was the reference. Now here's your General Hospital.
Generally, I put people in the hospital.
Oh, shit.
that's great. So that one finally makes sense to me why that line was so awkward, though.
It hit you. You didn't realize the other lady was on General Hospital. And in her credits, right, that's almost all she's ever done.
Yeah.
Still to this day. So all right, bad. Finally, a dude makes some weird noises, and we'll end the clips with that.
that's him looking at himself in the mirror.
I was so hoping you'd capture that. Yeah, that's almost part of the scream montage.
Oh, was that it was the mirror? Oh, okay, that was the mirror.
Yeah, mirror. Yeah, you didn't capture the scream that he gives when he sees the chair.
No, I didn't.
I had a problem with the... With the near end here.
Okay.
I don't care what anybody has said. If you had been living out these lives where there's real magic and people have awesome powers and so forth, and people, I don't care what they've told you about these two halves of this medallion, I would think you would go about putting them together very carefully. Mm-hmm. I just don't think you would just be like, we finally got both halves. Jam. Let's just see what happens.
Shing. And all they got was a new wardrobe, new pair of pants.
Right. Or, you know, right. But what if they jam those things together and they turn you into apes? You know, like, I don't know what they're going to do. Why?
Will you quit rewriting this movie to be better than it was? Because I would love to see two apes come out of that going.
The other audio clip I was really hoping you'd capture was Robert Patrick going, tisk, tisk.
Oh, crap.
Like, didn't. You don't say, when you see TCS in a script, it is you don't pronounce it tisk. You go,
You don't go, tisk, tisk.
Tisk, tisk.
Let me enunciate.
You guys, you Lee brothers have caused me problems for the last time.
Your Robert Patrick is great.
Stop, like collaborate, and listen.
So does this remind you of... do these two clips remind you of the same thing? So something from last week.
Do you mind if I touched your face?
No!
All right, and then this one here.
Satori!
See, they both got premature nose on the end of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who'da thunk
it? I am never again going to take a sip of something after speaking on film set because... Scott cracked me up, and I spit Diet Dr. Pepper all over my monitors.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That never comes off.
No, it's coming off. I'm just cleaning it as we go.
All right.
You're just smearing it is what you're doing.
Excellent.
Okay.
That was him right there. That was the one.
Yep.
Hello.
All right.
What the hell?
I don't even know. I don't know. I'd pull that out of somewhere. Scott Fletcher burping on the thing. All right, let's move on to awards. Hold on, I gotta.
Oh yeah,
here we go. Film Sack Awards, ladies and gentlemen. Belly on up to the Kodak Theater in Los Angeles, California, for the Film Sack Awards. This movie won for the coolest graffiti wall disguise ever award. Also, the red stage curtain is the best ninja stopping prop of all time award. this really could have ended Robert Patrick's career award, and I'm glad it didn't because I really like him. And then finally, the Obi-Wan award, the Obi-Wan Kenobi award this week goes to Shinobi or what was her name? Satori. That's it. Thank you.
Satori.
Whatever her name was, she wins for that because she even came in the form of like a holographic Clody thing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
sounds like the driver for a limousine in England. Should be. Bring around the car.
Yeah. Should be. He works downstairs. They live upstairs. I've been watching way too much Downton Abbey. All right, moving on to the soundtrack grade, which I would give it a big fat P for poo.
Okay, bad. It had its moments though.
What's that song? When they're in the car driving around, what is that '90s era?
That one I didn't notice. I noticed the farms all together now at the very end with the credits.
I might be thinking of Rob Zombie. It's like rare.
Oh yeah. I know what you're doing. Yes, I know exactly what you're doing.
Wasn't that in there, or was I dreaming that?
I don't remember that.
Okay, you just knew what it was.
I know the song you're talking about, though.
I think it's this one. Let me just see.
You let him?
Nope. Hold on. Nope.
Darkness.
Nope.
Oh, this.
This one. Good Lord. I don't think that's
it. Wow.
I think I had a movement from that. Let's get to the Twitter post. This is where you guys sum it up in 140 characters or less. Let's start with Randy.
Double Dragon, a film that is remarkably worth exactly as much as the video game it's based on, about 25 cents.
Oh, geez. That's pretty good. It made $2 million total, by the way. Right. Not nowhere near its budget. Dunaway.
Double Dragon. Are you guys even really brothers? I'm thinking way too hard for this movie. What's up, chicken butt?
You were.
They did not look like they were related at all. That was the big surprise of the sequel that never got made.
Mom,
what? I'm not his real brother? Shinobi's my mother? All right. Or whatever her name is. And then finally, Brian Ibbett.
Double Dragon. Watching this was harder than getting your souped-up station wagon out of a dead end with a big rig wedged in the alley. Secret ingredient, gnarly clowns.
I like that you've gone with the Iron Chef motif there. It's very nice. Well, here's what I learned while you made one of the worst movies ever but included some semi-decent special effects. In the future, Andy Dick, Vanna White, and that really tan dude are all still alive and the same age they were in 1994.
George Hamilton.
Thank you. I forgot it when I was writing this. What do you call the gang with all the mohawks? Hold on. Don't say anything.
It's the mohawks.
Thanks, Scott Wolf. Appreciate it. Clearing that up for us. The key word in Double Dragon Land is to take... The key word? What? Oh, yeah, it is. The key word in Double Dragon Land to take all your sunglasses off at the same time is Kokoshumo. Or Kokoshuko.
I like that part.
Right. They all did a CSI Miami right at that moment.
Right.
All it needed at the end was email. Got one from Peter M, who says, "Hi, Film Sack. Just wondering when the commentary track for Independence Day is happening. I am super eager enough to actually compose an email and to inquire about it. Thanks for all you do, Peter M." Peter, I could not be more excited to tell you that I believe that is what we're doing on the very next episode of this show.
True.
Is providing that, unless we decide to pull it and not give you any reason and then address it in some later episode like we've done this time. But I think we're going to. I don't see any reason why we can't finally get that that happening. So watch for that next week. Film Sack, Independence Day. Randy, you want to reiterate where we're also headed after that? We got a few more coming up.
Do you have we're right after Independence Day. We're going to watch me snap my fingers. We're going to watch The Warriors.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Mm.
We've got the Warriors, and then like I said last week, Point Blank. Mm-hmm. Dead Heat. We're going to watch Dead Heat, Blood Rain, and as I keep claiming, Scott is really looking forward to Barbarella.
I am. Mm-hmm. Barbarella. I've never seen it, and I want
to. The Pleasure Organ.
How many movies have we seen set in the 60s? Not very many. Or made in the 60s.
Start thinking about the Warriors and how it's going to be so much better than Double Dragon, but it's still the same. Right. There's some of the same stuff.
Theme gangs, like theme planets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's his name? My brain's been dead. Tom Cruise is not in the Warriors, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
No.
Why do I think?
He's too young for that.
Let's take a look. That was 1979, by the way. Mm-hmm. Seems right. Newer than that. Seems 80s to me, but whatever. Michael Beck, James Renner, Dorsey White. None of these people you know anything about, but the movie is incredibly sort of, what's the word? Influential.
Iconic, yeah.
We've seen David Patrick Kelly a couple of times on Film Sack movies. He's also in it. People like Mercedes Rule. So there's a few people who...
What is Scott thinking of that Tom Cruise is in that's like The Warriors?
It's another gang movie.
Is it
not the Outsiders?
Yes, it is the Outsiders. That's it.
Okay,
that's got to be. Right. Am I not wrong? They're like a gang.
No, there's
right?
some gang fights, but it's not. Okay.
And all there were a bunch of like famous.
Oh yeah, everybody in the Outsiders mm-hmm. grew up to be
right.
famous.
All right,
Macchio and Swayze and
Matt mm-hmm. Dillon and Rob Lowe and the
guy who was in Soul Man. Oh, C. Thomas Howell.
Very good.
He was also in Weekend at Bernie's, right? Wasn't that the same Soul Man
no.
guy? No.
No, that's Anthony Edwards. Not Anthony Edwards. What was that guy's name?
I don't know. Goose?
Nope. Nobody had ever heard of Tom Waits before The Outsider. Mm. I kid.
Tom Waits. I'm excited about that. So watch for that. Warriors after ID4. Independence yes. Day. Commentary track. That means you watch the movie while you listen to us talk, which is way better than watching that movie without anything else going on. So look for that coming up soon. In the meantime, might I suggest people head on over to filmsack.com and check out our archives, join the forums, hang out with people like-minded like you. That's not even a sentence. working on picking our Nerdtacular annual event episode. We don't know what the movie's going to be yet, but we'll figure that out. We'll let you guys know if we make it a community thing or if we do it ourselves. I don't know. You can email us filmsack@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter @filmsack. And as always, please leave us a review on iTunes because we love those. And you can find more shows like this at frogpants.com. It's going to do it for us. For me, for Randy, for Brian, and for Brian. We'll see you next time.
Awesome.
Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.